This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Vindrani Rajana. The headlines. Budget session of Parliament will begin today with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma announces that Dibrugarh is set to witness a landmark moment with the foundation stone of Assam's second Legislative Assembly complex scheduled to be laid on the 30th of this month. Business Advisory Committee of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly yesterday decided that the budget session of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly will be held from the 16th to the 27th of next month. And now the news in detail. The budget session of Parliament will begin today with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. The economic survey will be tabled tomorrow and the budget will be presented on Sunday, the 1st of February. The first phase of the budget session will be held from today till the 13th of next month. The second phase will take place on the 9th of March to the 2nd of April. There will be 30 sittings during the budget session. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday announced that Dibrugarh is set to witness a landmark moment in the state's legislative history with the foundation stone of Assam's second Legislative Assembly complex scheduled to be held on the 30th of January. In a post on social media, the Chief Minister said Union Home Minister Amit Shah will lay the foundation stone of the ambitious project, describing it as a major step towards strengthening governance and accelerating the development of Dibrugarh as Assam's second capital. The Chief Minister noted that the decision to establish a second assembly complex underlines the government's commitment to inclusive growth, adding that Dibrugarh has steadily emerged as an important political, economic and cultural hub in the region. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday responded to the ongoing debate surrounding the special revision of electoral rolls in the state, asserting that the government's actions are driven by public concern over illegal infiltration and mounting demographic pressure, and not by any intent to target a particular community. Reacting to criticism from the Congress and other opposition parties, the Chief Minister said, "There is widespread anxiety among the people of Assam over illegal immigration, which," he warned, "poses a serious threat to the identity, culture and limited resources of indigenous Assamese communities." The Chief Minister also underlined that the state government would not compromise on Assam's identity and would continue to act firmly, strictly within the framework of the constitution and the law. He said safeguarding the rights and dignity of indigenous people remains a top priority of his government. The Business Advisory Committee of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly yesterday decided that the budget session of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly will be held from the 16th to the 27th of next month. The meeting was chaired by the Speaker of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, Thomas A. Sangma, and was attended by the Deputy Chief Minister in charge of Parliamentary Affairs, Sri Prasthun Tinsong. Informing about the session details, the Speaker stated that the 10-day session will comprise 7 days of government business and 3 days of private members' business. Nagaland Chief Minister Neipu Rio has said that Nagaland continues to be one of the most peaceful states of the country. In his Republic Day address, Mr. Rio said that the state enjoys good law and order situation and no major security concerns. The Chief Minister cited the National Crime Records Bureau's latest Crime in India 2023 report, which places Nagaland among the safest states in India, recording the second lowest cognizable crime rate of 84.9 per lakh population. He said the state police is further enhancing its enforcement capabilities, particularly to tackle new age crimes such as cybercrime and financial offences, by developing a robust cybercrime architecture and actively using national cyber platforms. The Chief Minister noted that a total of 135 NDPS cases were registered and 218 persons were arrested, reflecting strong action against drug trafficking. Nagaland got its first drone and drone centre of excellence at the I repeat, Nagaland got its first drone school and drone center of excellence at the Nagaland GIS and Remote Sensing Center, Kohima. The facility was formally inaugurated by Chief Minister Neipu Rio as part of the 77th Republic Day celebrations. The state-of-the-art facility is a pioneering initiative of the State GIS and Remote Sensing Center under the Planning and Transformation Department and aims at equipping youth with advanced drone technology skills and promoting innovation-driven employment. Inaugurating the drone school, Nagaland Chief Minister Neipu Rio described it as a major step towards harnessing modern technology for governance, development and public service delivery. Commending the department for the initiative, the Chief Minister said this would strengthen Nagaland's preparedness for future challenges and help position the state as a leader in the effective use of drone technology. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurated the newly constructed blood centre at Sabroom Subdivisional Hospital in South Tripura District and the integrated Ayush Hospital in West Jolifa through virtual means, and also laid the foundation stone for the Sabroom Fire Station yesterday. The Chief Minister said that the government is gradually improving the state's healthcare services. Due to the improvement in the state's healthcare system, the tendency of patients to go outside the state for treatment has decreased. A super speciality hospital has been built in Agartala in a corporate style. Lok Sabha MP from Sikkim, Indra Hang Subha, attended the all-party meeting held during the ongoing budget session of Parliament, representing the Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, the ruling party in Sikkim. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting. The meeting was attended by Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju, JP Nadda, Arjun Ram Meghwal and L. Murugan. Subha raised the critical issue of climate change and its severe impact on the Himalayan and glacial ecosystem. He highlighted concerns such as drinking water scarcity, glacial degradation and the increasing frequency of flash floods, and strongly demanded a special discussion on climate change in Parliament. Subha also proposed the formation of a standing committee comprising members of parliament from Himalayan regions to address region-specific challenges and suggest policy reforms. In Assam, seven passengers, mostly women and children, feared missing as overloaded country boat capsized in the Brahmaputra River. The country boat was plying between Rahampur and Barhola Chenga in Assam's Barpeta district yesterday. Rescue operations involving SDRF and fishermen are underway to trace and rescue the missing persons. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma yesterday said that the state's peaceful environment, low levels of corruption, high literacy rate, steady progress towards the sustainable development goals, and the people's deeply ingrained spirit of Tlaunghaina make Mizoram an ideal destination for the corporate social responsibility investments. Inaugurating the CSR matchmaking portal, Mizoram CSR Connect, at the IGEL Club, Mr. Lal Duhoma invited corporate entities and civil society organizations to actively engage in CSR initiatives in Mizoram, assuring that every rupee of CSR funds would be utilized in a transparent, meaningful and impactful manner. The Secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, S. Krishnan, yesterday laid the foundation stone for the new building of the Society for Applied Microwave Electronics Engineering and Research, SAMEER, Methi Guwahati Centre for High Power Microwave Tube and Component Technology at Indian Institute of Technology, Guwahati. The event marks an important milestone in Methi's efforts to enhance advanced electronic technologies through institutions like SAMEER in close partnership with leading academic institutions such as IIT Guwahati. Researchers from Nagaland University have discovered a new plant species in the high-altitude forests of the state, reinforcing the northeast as a biodiversity hotspot. The newly identified species, Hoya nagaensis, was found during systematic botanical explorations. Hoya nagaensis is currently known from a single location, the Kavunho Community Reserved Forest in Peck District. Due to its extremely restricted distribution and threats from shifting cultivation and forest disturbance, the species has been provisionally classified as critically endangered. The 25th Bharat Rang Mahotsav International Theatre Festival of India 2026 is going to be organised at Itanagar in Arunachal Pradesh from the 30th of January to the 3rd of February 2026. The Department of Art and Culture, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the National School of Drama, New Delhi, is hosting the Mahotsav. This Silver Jubilee edition at Itanagar will feature a total of 5 major plays, including a special showcase of 3 indigenous plays. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.